Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Poppy Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 17th day of May, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 61 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 66. That's 3-6. 66 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's warm and looks like the summer might come yet. We'll see. And so there's just same old blah, blah, bullshit, northern weather. Well, we got to look into here. Americans don't want war with Russia, but Republicans and Democrats are forcing it anyway. What do you, taxation without representation, do you say? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Americans don't want to go to war with Russia, but Republicans and Democrats are forcing it anyway. I guess it's just like down at the border. We don't want a goddamn invasion in our country, but they're fucking forcing it anyway. They're telling you if you go down there to stop, they'll shoot your fucking ass. I mean, this is how far gone any thought of representative fucking government is. And it's representative corporation. It's just fucking corporation, period. They've thrown the fiduciary out the fucking window. This is from the Federalist. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Since the conflict in the Ukraine and Russia began, high-profile elites have demanded that the United States-Ukraine President Zelensky demanded that the United States back Ukraine President Zelensky with finance, food, weaponry, and even the threat of war against Vladimir Putin. But this is out of step with the will of the people. Well, yeah, of course it fucking is. What gives you any goddamn idea that they have any intention of doing what the will of the people is? They don't work for us, see? They work for a private fucking corporation. Who's may put it apart as their corporate policy that we belong to them. All fucking 320 million of us. Armed to the fucking teeth. Fuck you. And I mean, here, it's come to the point where, they're telling you. They're telling you. We don't give a fuck what you want. American National. In the beginning, they were supposed to be our goddamn public servants, weren't they? That's what they guaranteed in that fucking Federalist Papers, is to get that Constitution fucking, that Constitution that never was. Never was fucking ratified by the people. Never given consent to by the people. They are fucking rogue. And they're in your face with it now. We're going to take billions of your fucking dollars and stuff it in our pocket. That's what, maybe we're going to tell you today. What you going to do about it, bitch? Polish your gun? What started as a call to fund and defend a nation against an invasion? Why? We don't own Ukraine. Nothing. We don't own Ukraine. Ain't none of our goddamn businesses. 5,000 fucking miles away. An invasion from a dangerous dictator. However, what about the dangerous dictators that fucking invaded fucking Afghanistan, Iraq, goddamn Yemen, fucking Libya? What about those dangerous fucking dictators? Again, all of this shit is none of our fucking business, and we can't live a fucking a happy life because they're going to force us into a fucking a hand. This is a hand. Let's just kill these son of a bitches. They are fucking illegitimate goddamn criminals under our law. Not to kill them is for us to be derelict in our fucking duty to our Bill of Rights, to the Supreme Superior, absolute, unalienable, absolute fucking law of December 15, 1791. By that law, we get to fucking hang and shoot, fuck whatever we have to do to stop these fucking psychotic maniacs. Well, it's just a pretend war anyway to fucking fleece us. But they're telling you right now, all these years of trying to force that democracy horse shit down your fucking throat. It was never meant to be, this fuck democracy. But see, democracy is the will of the people, the majority. Well, right here you're saying the fucking majority of the people, it ain't democracy either. It's a fucking, it's a corporate monarchy, isn't it? A corporate fucking monarchy, you dictating son of a bitches. You have no authority for your dictations. We got the goddamn remedy for you in the second article. What started as a call to fund defend a nation against an invasion, none of our business, from a dangerous dictator, however, quickly morphed into a quest to undermine the Russian regime by whatever means necessary, including ordering NATO warplanes to shoot down Russian aircraft and issuing full-blown declaration of war. What full-blown declaration of fucking war? Like the one that American Civil Liberties Union gave us, we the people, we're gonna remove your fucking Bill of Rights. You're gonna be a fucking plebe, a slave, a fucking goddamn, you're gonna kowtow like a goddamn Chinaman at our feet, you fucking nobodies. A majority of Americans do not want the U.S. to go to war with Russia over the Ukraine. No shit. Why in the hell would we? We're fucking going down, we're going under, and you're fucking taking billions of goddamn dollars. I don't even want to call it what, but it does come down to our real what fucking wealth. You're taking our real fucking wealth that we need desperately right now. You're pumping people in here from other fucking countries and handing it over to him. And then you're fucking taking, we're going to send, $15 billion again this week. Every fucking week. And I've got the next article, it starts talking about where the goddamn money's actually going. And not to mention, I don't want to, fuck, do the people have any say? Yes, we have absolutely all the fucking say. They're supposed to be governing by our consent. Obviously, they do not have it, do they? So that makes them a rogue fucking invasion force. A rogue occupational force, doesn't it? Logically and by the English language, doesn't it? Majority of Americans do not want to go to the U.S. to go to war with Russia over Ukraine. Recent polling from the Recent polling from the Washington Post and ABC News suggests that 72% of U.S. adults oppose the United States taking direct military action against Russian forces. Now, that is not the fucking question. Direct military action, going to war. We're already at fucking war. When you aid the enemy of a fucking goddamn one side or the other, you're at fucking war with the other side. Got it? It's like the sinking of the shipping in the North Atlantic. World War II. Why were they sinking the ships? Well, because they were bringing fucking war supplies to their enemy, which you had already declared when you do make hell an embargo is an act of fucking war. So don't quit treating us like fucking retarded children, okay, you pricks? We happen to be retarded children with goddamn enough weaponry to blow your fucking asses out of this country. And that's something that you won't, I don't think you want to poll to find out if the people want to do. Even in the early days of the overseas conflict, only 17% of Americans are willing to, quote, risk a direct war with the U.S. and Russia to do whatever it can to help Ukraine. We cannot win a war with Russia. Russia cannot win a war with us. We both have the nuclear arsenal to destroy this whole fucking planet several times over. Somebody would just have to say, well, no, I give. And I don't see that fucking happening. And not to mention, like I said, this is all a big fucking con. You think Putin ain't getting his fucking pockets filled? I bet he's up to fucking, you know, $300 billion in his fucking pockets right now. Hell, it's just fucking human life. Congress has yet to vote to officially authorize acts of war against Russia. There you go. But we're in a full-blown declaration of war. Well, who declared it? Who claims to have the authority to declare a full-blown declaration of war when Congress hasn't? Well, there is no Congress, that's right. There never was a fucking Constitution. This, our whole goddamn fucking country's history has been one big fucking lie. There never was. The aristocrats that were in control in the fucking colonies just took the reins and went on forward, went and got themselves made lords by the fucking king of fucking England and came back here and running their fucking provinces. War... Congress has yet to officially authorize acts of war against Russia, but that hasn't stopped some of the most high-ranking officials in the U.S. from President Joe Biden and sitting members of Congress to intelligence agencies and even in institutions such as the corporate media from promoting a clash in Eastern Europe. Why? Go fuck them people if they want to fucking kill each other. Ain't none of my goddamn business. It really, truly isn't none of our business, people. This is to milk us. You wondered how we told you when Trump was fucking running. They're cashing out a goddamn bankrupt country. How do you do that? Well, this is how you do it. Wilbur Ross and fucking goddamn, what the hell was his name? I can't think of the prick's name. The fucking Treasury Secretary was the head of... Huh? No, the other one. Anyway. At any rate, from promoting a clash in Eastern Europe, just this week, sitting Representative Meth Moulton, Democrat, Massachusetts, admitted that the United States is in a proxy war with Russia. Why? We got so much goddamn money. I mean, I can't even use that word because it's talking about debt. It's not fucking real. We have so much fucking wealth that we can go off in proxy fucking wars over something that, why? We're fighting for fucking fascism and a new world order in goddamn Ukraine. I mean, these son of a bitches have fucking more balls than a fucking goddamn basketball team. Oh, let's see. Similarly, Lindsey Graham, that faggot motherfucker. Similarly, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, that's Republican from South Carolina, claimed this week that we can win this war on behalf of Ukraine. Yo, Ukraine! Most people didn't even know where Ukraine, that it even existed until this bullshit. Did they? No, I mean, what's the headquarters of the Biden cartel? Is that what the fucking deal is here? And what's really happening over there is they're just handing out fucking money to their goddamn international fucking mafia fucking brethren and sisterin? There is no off-ramp in this war. What war? You said, is there a war or not a war? No, it's a fucking money scam. They keep you scared to death. Oh, the nukes. Oh, my God. If we go to war with Russia, there's going to be nuclear. Oh, no, my God. Oh, my God. Just give me money. Stop it. Stop it. Let them do whatever they want. God, they got to save us. They've done so fucking well up to now. I mean, the time I was a kid to what I've seen now, this is fucking, you talk about this is blatant. You have to be working at destroying a fucking country to destroy it to the point that this country has been destroyed and you know it. And they already told you they don't fucking represent you. There is no off-ramp in this war. Somebody is... excuse me. Somebody is going to win and somebody is going to lose. And I hope that, and pray and do everything in my power to make sure Ukraine wins, Graham said. Why? Are you a part of that gang too? You getting big fucking bucks? You going over there, Graham? You taking a flight over there every fucking weekend to fill your fucking suitcase with fucking gold bought with fucking goddamn fiat debt dollars? Just driving up the goddamn inflation in this fucking country. You come on, you motherfuckers. Bring it down to fucking, to cut or run. Bring it down to, I'm going to starve to death or I'm going to kill your fucking ass. And then I go on the offensive. I'll come for you, you motherfuckers. Any fucking American would. Anybody who fucking sees their child. Let me see my fucking grandchildren get hungry. Let me see you motherfuckers do it. And watch what I do to your fucking children. Tit for fucking tat, motherfuckers. You better be in another fucking country when you fuck with this goddamn American national. Because I will come to your fucking house. And I will deliver the same fucking shit you're delivering into my house, motherfucker. And I would do so under the fucking law, by the law, in enforcement of the law. The written, ratified, absolute, unalienable, that's unchangeable. You can't remove it. Fucking law of December 15th, 1791. Enforce the goddamn law, people, before it's too fucking late. Before you are going to have to go kill for fucking food. This is so unnecessary. You, when you look and see how much is being shipped out of here, fucking, they're stop, you know, goddamn India stopped the, export of fucking grain because it's coming. It's coming. That fucking train. Look, hey, look over this. Look, you're standing right in the middle of the track. You're staring at the fucking train. It's 20 fucking feet away and you're talking about the goddamn conductor's mustache. That's how fucking stupid the people are. Oh, nothing can ever happen to squish fucking you're dead. Dumber than a fucking sled runner. Graham's march towards war has significantly increased the last few months. In March, he called for the assassination of Putin by Russians to end the conflict. You weeny little faggot motherfucker. Graham, get the fuck out of my country. You dirty son of a bitch, you are a fucking criminal. You're guilty of sedition and treason. I charge you under the fucking absolute people's fucking law of December 15, 17. I charge you, 1791. I charge you, you motherfucker. You fucking dirty little fucking traitor. You sleazy little fucking faggot ass motherfucker. The only way this ends is for somebody in Russia to take this guy out. How about somebody? Oh, never mind. You think of black, you know, this is just to keep the hype going that way, to keep this illusion that they're fucking playing going that way. While you're looking at this, we're staring at it and looking at it, and looks like right we're doing right now. They're fucking passion, the cash back and forth. He's making the giveaway that Trump gave to the fucking 1% look like fucking child's, like candy to a little kid. For someone to take him out, huh? Why don't you go do it, you faggot little fucker? Graham tweeted, now he says it's up to the United States to fight for Ukraine and other nations such as Taiwan, which faces a threat of invasion from China. Why? Are they paying us money or some kind? I mean, are they paying us fucking wealth? Do we owe them something? I guarantee you we've built their fucking infrastructure. If it's a goddamn country on this planet, we've built it, even Russia. We built their goddamn infrastructure. We made them the fucking a world power if they are one. Why do we owe them? Even though some legislators haven't engaged in the same kind of reckless rhetoric to promote war with Putin, they have fed into the escalation narrative by voting to forward the nation's role in the conflict. On Tuesday, just weeks after authorizing $13.6 billion more. It's just $13.6 this week. I guess we're doing good, guys. As our fucking people are paying $5 a fucking gallon for fucking diesel and damn near $5 a gallon for fucking gas. Why? Because the refineries, oh, we're only, well, you know, we are sitting on a glut, actually, of your fucking oil that we got for nothing. And we're just going to produce what we can sell in Latin America and what we can sell up here for fucking $5 a gallon. Well, you don't want it, tough shit. Somebody does. I'd rather sell fucking, it's like a car salesman, you know. You can sell 40 cars to make fucking, $60,000 in profit, or you can sell one car to make $60,000 in profit. That's what they're fucking doing. This is our goddamn resources. They're using to fuck us, to cut our fucking throats, just like they did the first time they had a conquest in this country. And they are bringing in the recolonization forces by the fucking hordes. Have you seen it? 13.6 billion dollars of aid money to Ukraine, the House of Representatives. You don't represent nobody, you fucking faggot ass rogue goddamn fucking foreign son of a bitchin' Jewish fucking goddamn Zionist dog shit eating pig shit eating motherfuckers. You don't represent nobody. Quit calling yourselves representatives. You make everybody fucking just go court, just turn their fucking head. You're nobodies, you're nothings, and you're going to find out when you hit the end of that fucking rope just how fucking useless your life is to us. Let's see where nations will come in. Escalation narrative voting to forward the nation's role in the conflict. On Tuesday, just weeks after authorizing the $13.6 billion, only 57 House Republicans, only 57, you know, the controlled opposition, that really shut him, boy. We got them Republicans. They got both from Republicans. Because 57 of them fucking didn't go along with this because they weren't getting the payoff on it, okay? Or maybe they got the payoff not to go along with it. So try to act like there is some kind of separation of fucking powers or some kind of conflict between the fucking so-called left and so-called right. You know, the communists and the fascists, when they're both fucking shitting through the same fucking hole. Only 57 House Republicans and no Democrats voted against the spending package, which lacked regulation and specification. Which, no regulation on it. We're just going to spend a whole bunch of money on something. You heard about that black hole we talked about? Yeah, that's where this is going. Oh, you're hungry. You're living like shit. You're living in misery and tough shit. Goyim. Subject. Well, we'll see what tough shit it is when we fucking lay the hammer down on your fucking asses, you pricks. So far, neither Biden nor the Republicans or Democrats in Congress have laid out a peace plan or spending limits. Spending, here, listen to this shit. I can't believe I'm reading it. Spending limits for Ukraine. Instead, they've used reckless rhetoric to escalate U.S. involvement and explicitly signaled their intent to take down a nuclear power against voters' desires. That pretty well sums it up. I mean, against voters' desires? Then you are not operating with the consent of the people, are you? That makes you rogue. You Zionist pig-eating, shit-eating son of a bitches. You are fucking, you're goddamn guilty of high treason. You're advocating a fucking form of government unauthorized by we the fucking people, the jurisdictional authority of this fucking country. And you fucking know it. So I have to think that people every day they get up and they just go, oh, I can't believe you're not shooting us. Let's just go and see. Let's do 13.6 billion and let's just see what, you know, see if anybody even lifts an eyebrow. You know? $13.6 billion and fucking not a shot. As the fucking 18,000 more goddamn invaders are coming across your southern border, not a shot. God, I can't fucking believe this. We're just fucking a handful of us fucking cowardly motherfuckers who wouldn't fight a fucking bitch fight. We're fucking kicking their ass. Just with fucking, by telling them the truth, we're stealing from you. I guess if you tell the truth, I'm stealing from you. It's all right to steal. That's all I can figure. So far, neither Biden nor the Republicans or Democrats in Congress have laid out a peace plan or a spending limits for Ukraine. Instead, they've used reckless rhetoric to escalate U.S. involvement and explicitly signaled their intent to take down a nuclear power against voters' desires. a nuclear power, take down a nuclear power. You ain't taking no fucking Russia down. You fucking know it. I mean, the very thought of it, I mean, it should be so fucking absurd to anybody that fucking has a lick of fucking sense. It should be absurd for them to even entertain the idea. We cannot take down fucking Russia if they don't want to be taken down. And they don't want to be taken down because this is all one big fucking scam. This is running a scam like, oh goddamn, what is it? They did those, all of those fucking movies on, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13. That's a fucking scam! This is to steal from you, and you not doing, you sit there in fucking squalor and fucking poverty, and accept being fucking stolen from! More transfer of that fucking 1% of the 99% of the wealth of this country that goes to the 99% of the people. And the other, and the other 99% of the wealth goes to the 1% of the fucking people. They want more! They want your ass dead! Their pile of gold is in danger. You are a threat to their pile of gold. And they want to steal it from each other anyway. I mean, I don't know. Here we go. Let's play this game. Where is the $56 billion to Ukraine actually going? This is the title of this article. This is the articles that are coming out. This is what they're saying. It's going in the black hole, I reckon. This is from the dossier sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The United States has now delegated some $56 billion in new money to debase the currency for Ukraine. But hardly any of it is actually going to the Ukrainian people. Fuck the Ukrainian people! You got 100 million goddamn American nationals sleeping under fucking bridges. But none of the money's going to the Ukrainian people. This is outrageous. This is fucking outrageous. I don't mind them taking the $56 billion away from the fucking American people who are starving and giving it to you. They're not giving it to the Ukrainian people. Fuck the Ukrainian people. You know, Ukrainian people, fuck you. Fuck you. We owe you nothing. Due to President Trump. Oh, no, don't say something bad about Trump, man. Oh, the Trump tards are all rolling. They're going to fucking crying down in the piss position, fucking like a little fucking baby and kicking. Due to the Trump, to the President Trump, the D.C. war machine spent 2016 to 2020 starving for a monetary replenishment. And now that they have their man in the White House, along with easy consensus in the legislature, it's time to cash in, guys. This is what they're fucking writing. Wherever your opinion resides on the proxy war, how to become a proxy war. They said it. They said it over and over. There's no fucking proxy war. This is a goddamn fucking, this is a con game. This is a fucking scam. Just keep it. I guess we're in a proxy war. Somebody said. So I heard somebody say it. I heard somebody say it. This is fucking Goebbels. Your fucking COVID-19 bullshit didn't work, did it? I mean, they're trying any fucking thing they can. Kill them. Let's kill them. There ain't that goddamn many of them. They are fucking criminals of the highest fucking degree. They have declared war on your fucking liberty and your freedom, your right to own property, my ass. They claim that you are their property. Proxy war, inner Slavic spat 5,000 miles away on the Russian-Ukraine border region. Reality cannot be denied. Okay. I'm accepting this reality. Wherever you're, the $56 billion and counting in aid for Ukraine that's passing through the American legislature primarily serves the purpose of greasing the slot. This is what it says. Greasing the skids of the D.C. Beltway ruling class, and you're paying for it. Okay? Are you going to fucking, I mean, I guess if you don't even make the fucking bully come up and push you no more, you fucking lay the money down and run. What a fucking country of fucking cowards. This is how arrogant these cocksuckers have gotten. Greasing the skids of the D.C. Beltway ruling class, and you're paying for it. Oh, okay. Oh, okay, I'll get back to work now. If you think the people of Ukraine are going to see one dime, I don't give a fuck about the people of Ukraine. I care about the people of America. I'm an American. I'm an American national. I care about the American nationals. You're eating out our substance, you international fucking pig shit eating Zionist cocksuckers. And I can see it, and everybody can see it, and we're fucking ain't doing nothing about it. We're not enforcing our law. This is what happens when you don't enforce your law. There is no law. I mean, it's a fucking free-for-all. Hey, you anarchists out there, how are you liking your anarchy, huh? Ukraine are going to see one dime of this money. Think again. Not even the humanitarian aid portions of the assistance will reach the Ukrainian people, as it will be absorbed by a variety of D.C. lawyers? That would be goddamn esquires, the Queen's fucking goddamn representatives for the private law system that she has put in place in what she just considers her fucking colony still. The lobbyists, you know, the ones that bring the fucking pages, you know, the little boys and little girls to be screwed by those Congress people that stand up and go, God bless you. God bless America. You know those people, those lobbyists. NGOs, non-government organizations who have no fucking right to any guy. Now you got non-government organizations, you got the goddamn corporate fucking mafia. You got the isn't that goddamn fascism? When a non-governmental agency, which is a goddamn, when it has INC behind its name, when it's taxing you, when it's getting your goddamn money, taking it from you, isn't that fascism? Another well-connected middleman, see Afghanistan. I mean, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Pitched us a sail about healing and oil from a snake. The barkeep, he warned him, but the man did not comprehend how strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind. Met him in some northern town. He treated her good till the sun and the whiskey went down. Did the bruise on her face test the patience of all of her kin? Or do strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind? Old Jim runs his mouth when he drinks since his wife passed away, but he's good to the kids and the crops that he sells are fair trade. But a traveling man had enough and took a pipe to his chin. That traveling man disappeared like straw in the wind.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1241 Pacific Time. And that was Straw in the Wind by the Steel Woods. We listened to there at the break. Okay.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Before you get into your next article, I saw a sign today in a person's yard when I was working, and I thought I should be able to send this to you if I had your address. It said, "I've never met a veteran that fought for socialism." And I thought, we need to get Henry that for his yard.
The site, you know, it's Henry from the Trenches WorldReport.com. But I already knew that. Come on, now,
I've
socialism.
I've never met a veteran that fought for socialism.
I don't know. Socialism is a big mix. It could have been pure communism, which is socialism, or fascism, which is socialism, or Fabian socialism, which is socialism, or national socialism. I mean, there's a lot of socialisms, but it sure as hell ain't a fucking a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual they were fighting for. They weren't fighting for my freedom and my liberty, for goddamn sure. They were fighting for the corporation. Look at Smedley Butler. He told you, war's a fucking racket. You want to see the racket in fucking action? We're looking at it. You're looking at the goddamn end game of the racket. Okay, where'd that $56 billion go? Where were we on this son of a bitch? Nope, I don't think they're going to see us. Okay, if they gave the bill a more accurate title, it would be called the Money for Rayathon and Friends Bill, as the majority of the funds from the latest $40 billion behemoth will be used to supply weapons purchase orders and resupply weapons that were already sent to Ukraine, which arrived with a seeming backroom deal to add to the deep pockets of the weapons manufacturers back home. Industrial war complex ain't doing this. Fuck, man. I swear if it ain't the oil company, it's monopolizing. The power is consolidating right at the fucking top, and they got to the point where they don't even care if they fucking tell fucking 320 million fucking armed people that have 2 billion fucking weapons, that just the ones they fucking know about. And because they're so sure that you won't do nothing but polish your fucking gun. I won't get killed for one more day. I can live one more day. You can live as a fucking slave on your fucking knees licking some fucking, Chinaman's foot. Learn how to kowtow. Learn how to speak goddamn Mandarin Chinese. You're going to need it. Learn how to speak goddamn Spanish. You're going to fucking need it. Since beginning the conflict, our corporate press, propagandists, yes, one is the same. No. You're saying that our press, you mean the TV, our television, our news? You're saying that's propaganda? Who is this son of a bitch? This is from the dossier. What are you fucking people? You just discovered uranium or what? Wow. I am so impressed. propaganda. Yes, one is the same. Have been labeling the war as a nonsensical good versus evil narrative, which has helped to demand consensus in D.C. Well, I'm sure they got into consensus going in D.C. Hell, they're ones getting all the guys. I mean, just hand it over. Just hand it over. What for? Well, we ain't telling you what for. Ukraine. COVID-19 doesn't exist. You pick one yourself. That way you can feel comfortable with it. Notably, not a single Democrat voted against the bill. I don't really give a fuck about your false left-right paradigm. Every one of you is filling your fucking pockets right in front of us and telling us you're doing it, aren't you? They still want to, you see, you got this goddamn stupid ass fucking voting bullshit, which is a goddamn unlawful fraudulent election put on by an unlawful fraudulent corporation that has usurped. There isn't even, I can't even say they usurped the Constitution. There was never no fucking Constitution. All this federal fucking suck up that we've seen for 240 fucking years now has been nothing but fucking theft. Tell me how we could have been worse off without that fucking federal government. What has it done for us? Nothing. If there was any work that was done in the goddamn taming of the fucking West and the goddamn bringing the resources to bear, it was done by us. And what did they do? They fucking made phone calls and said, you know, and of course they got the inside deals and know where to put their fucking money for they can play capitalists, see? That's what capitalism is. You find out from your Masonic buddies at the lodge where the fucking money's gonna go, and you put your fucking investment there, and goddamn, I'm a capitalist. Boy, I created, well, a ton of fucking debt, and I destroyed a fucking country is what you did, you cocksuckers. It's not free enterprise, you dickheads. You fucking cowardly goddamn motherfucking traitors. This is only the beginning of the money printing, people. That's what it said. What is it? They're telling you for Ukraine. Uniparty legislature. Uniparty. I love that. Uniparty. Now, hey, we should go. Fuck that Republican-Democrat shit. Call it what a uniparty. You mean a one-party system? A dictatorship? A corporate monarchy? Uniparty legislators agree that they will need to print much, much more money for Ukraine. For Ukraine, you see. And if they can't get put it for Ukraine, well, they still got all that money. They got fucking bank accounts fucking big as fucking Paul Bunyan's wallet. Stuffed from COVID-19, that fucking con. One con after another now. It used to be, you know, they'd wait fucking 10 years, 15 years, and then, you know, maybe 5 years, and then 3 years. They're doing it once a fucking week here. Now we're down to once a fucking week. They're running a new con. Billions of fucking, it's going to be billions, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, I understand you ain't going to get to eat. Well, my kids are eating caviar and drinking champagne. We got our fucking way out. We got our way to Davos, fucking Switzerland. We're going to go hang out once you fuckers starve to death. That would be a good place to fucking put an atomic fucking bomb with it, a fucking hydrogen bomb. One of those mean motherfuckers wipe that whole motherfucking place out. Why they're all there fucking dinking each other and fucking drinking champagne and eating caviar. I'll get a goddamn justice for the fucking people, for our law, in one swoop. In the coming months, if not sooner. In the coming months, if not, that means next week you watch, there'll be more. You are watching your country fucking disintegrate in front of you, just like you're watching that goddamn train come right at you, right at your fucking face, and you're looking at the goddamn conductor and talking about his mustache. Sadly, the people of Ukraine will probably not see one. Oh, sadly. The thought that the people of Ukraine ain't going to get my fucking goddamn money. That the thieves in fucking Washington, that the goddamn international fucking elite, the international corporate mafia is going to steal it from the people. My fucking wealth from the fucking Ukraine. Oh, God. I can't take it, guys. I really can't. 56 plus billion and counting delegated for Ukraine. And it's all by design. No. You just sat there and explained why it was all by design in their own fucking words. But yeah, it's all by design, guy. You did discover some uranium this morning. This latest replenishment bill much more resembles money laundering via the narrative. That's what it's been called. How long from the beginning? They're laundering money through the fucking Biden cartel, which is based in fucking Ukraine, which is the the Ashkenazi fucking Jews fucking headquarters. I mean, goddamn, these fucking people. I mean, you're going into like shit, man. Some guy. I mean, south side of Chicago, and you're fucking handing out billions of fucking dollars, and because nobody's going to come down in the south side of Chicago to even look. And your free press. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. They're propagandists. They already told us that. They discovered that too. Boy, you guys are just a little bit fucking slow. I'm sorry. This latest replenishment bill much more resembles money laundering via the narrative of America's undeclared war against Russia. Now, God damn it, is it declared or not? And if so, by who so? I mean, this, none of it makes sense. None of it has any kind of back. It's just topsy-turvy. This is anarchy. Money is being printed and distributed to a small group of wealthy regime leaders, or insiders, on the backs of American taxpayers. Your fucking taxes don't pay this shit. Your taxes won't pay the goddamn interest on this shit. That's just another fucking, I mean, that's another one of their goddamn little slogan things, you know, fucking, like COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's on the backs of the taxpayers. The taxpayers, what they take in taxes will not pay the interest on the fucking loans they have made. And then with their 14th fucking amendment, their unlawful fucking violation of the law, 14th amendment, say we owe, you go make, if I went and made a loan in somebody else's name, even if I had their, my name and their ID, you know, I put my picture on their driver's license, what might have you, and I went and made a loan in somebody else's name, they told my ass in the fucking clink, wouldn't they? Under their, even under their fucking, cause their merchant law, their fucking goddamn administrative admiralty, backed by the fucking military, conducted by the fucking military, and the corporate fucking elite that controls the fucking, and not the American military, the international, United Nations fucking military. Yeah, that's right, buddy. Oh man, America's undeclared war against Russia. Money is being printed and distributed to a small group of wealthy regime leaders on the backs of American taxpayers. Well, I ain't giving them none. And you might be, I mean, a lot of people are. I mean, when you see those deductions, I mean, is any of this fucking even real? Is this even in goddamn any kind of reality? I mean, if it is, what fucking kind of bizarre fucking rules of math fucking govern this goddamn reality? Because I see none. I see just goddamn just whatever you fucking want to do, do it. Well, maybe we should take the same. Maybe we should take the same approach to fucking enforcing our goddamn law. We got the guy. We have the means. We have the means to hang every one of these motherfuckers in a day. But you just sit there. And you just, we just like we're sitting here going, wow. They're telling us they're stealing. They're telling us how they're stealing. They're telling us where they're stealing. They're telling us who they are. They're confessing to us, right? Do not, they're confessing their fucking crimes against we the people and our law right to our fucking faces. Cause they're saying, you know what? They're throwing up the middle finger. Fuck you and your law. You don't have the balls to back it up. So I guess until it comes to your goddamn doorstep, you don't have the balls to back it up. Maybe you will then. Maybe, I guess it's where you're fucking draw that line. Is it at your front door? Is it in your house? Is it on the 46th stroke of what, raping your fucking 12-year-old? I mean, where the hell do you draw your line? And then you jump up and they knock your ass down. I mean, like you're already fucking being run over. You should be out there fucking hunting these son of a bitches. They're telling you what they're doing to you, and you're not hunting them. And you have the hunting license. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights. It is not only your right, it is your duty to enforce that goddamn law verbatim. All right. Washington, gas stations run out of gas and add extra digit to anticipation of $10 a gallon price, $10 prices from the post millennial sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. $10, people. I guess all you poor people are going to fucking walk, or you're going to find some kind of public transportation. If you're old people, you fucking ain't going no goddamn where. You're going to stay in your fucking cell, and hey, might as well take the fucking shot if you ain't going to fucking fight. Just get it the fuck over with. Just kill yourself. Maybe you got, I mean, people, I think people that fucking, that are, you know, have bought the $10,000 guns and all this fucking shit, I think they'll shoot themselves before they'll fucking fire on the enemy. Because they don't have nobody there to tell them to do so. And the ones who could tell them to do so ain't going to tell them to do so because they don't want this shit to stop because they're making a fucking fortune on it too because they're capitalists. They're capitalizing on this fucking insanity. Anyway, let's look at the gas prices. This is from the Millennium Post. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Gas stations across the U.S. are running out of fuel. How is that possible? And in anticipation of an increase in gas prices, gas stations in the state of Washington are reportedly programming pumps to include double-digit numbers in the price per gallon, as the current trend could put prices over $10 a gallon. Now, see, when that goddamn they were forbidden from exporting fucking our fucking oil products, our crude, our fucking right now. And then they got rid of a bunch of the refineries. And so they just, see, look at it like this. They had a glut of fucking oil. They were looking at paying people to get rid of the shit. But hey, how about we just do this? We refine less. We just fucking say, we're just only going to refine this fucking much. And hell yes, is the demand there? Well, $10 a fucking gallon? I think there's, the demand would be there. But we'll make all these poor people fucking quit fucking driving their cars first, because we'll put gas up to $10 a gallon where they just flat ass cannot afford it. Hey, you know what? They can't afford to go to work either. And that kind of plays into the plan too, doesn't it? I mean, you try that shit. I think about back in the 70s. Goddamn, when they went up to 79 cents a gallon, that's when people blew up. I mean, we're talking $10 a gallon. Maybe that's what $10 is worth today, 79 cents a gallon. But people were ripping pumps off the goddamn fucking islands, and they didn't give a shit. They were, you know, fucking, you got cameras, we got fucking guns. We'll shoot your fucking cameras out. I mean, we got people! Push back! No, a handful of you are not gonna take a glut of fucking oil that belongs to us already, that you have stolen from us, and sell us goddamn finished product on a world market price. And we're competing with the goddamn son of a bitches that are invading us from the goddamn south for our own fucking product. Our own resource that belongs to us from the get-go. Fuck you. We're nationalizing everything. All you fucking international companies, get the fuck out of this country or die. You're criminals, you're thieves, and you are in violation of our fucking law. Get out. See, it's just like the ammo people. You have a demand like that. I mean, think about what the United States, what we were led to believe it was. So let's put it that way. What we were led to believe the United States was. If there's a fucking demand, there is no such a thing as a demand that doesn't get met immediately. They told us they couldn't get us. Oh man, it could be years before we could get you another 22 bullet at $5 a bullet. But man, can we give it away? We can give away fucking complete fucking, I mean, huge military arsenals, tanks, fucking rocket launchers, fucking communications, telecommunications equipment, fucking all technologies. We can just leave that, we'll just leave it sitting there in Afghanistan. That's only about, what was it, $80 billion. And then we did the same thing in Iraq. Now we got, and then when you get to the Ukraine, well, you got companies stepping up. That's why the companies aren't making fucking ammunition for the people that need to fight this and need to fucking stop this shit and get our country back in fucking order if we're going to save it. That's why these companies like fucking Winchester, we heard the other day, they got another big contract to make small arms and small arms ammunition. In fact, what we fucking want and what we fucking need, and we own this goddamn joint, but we will not enforce our ownership. We will not enforce our jurisdictional authority and take these motherfuckers out. If you let somebody walk into your house and they just fucking boldly walk in and pick up your fucking TV and walk out, you think they're not going to go put that in the rig and come back and get your fucking stereo next and your kitchen table? What's the fucking deterrent? There is no deterrent for these son of a bitches. There is, because we all, and I blame it on the son of a bitches that led the people to believe there was a militia for 30 fucking years that didn't exist, that was actually an incorporated fucking Tory fucking militia. I blame it on your asses for 30 years of fucking lies, 30 years of when the day comes. Some of the fucking equipment I bought and is fucking just set and brand fucking new in the package and fucking just deteriorated away. 30 years is a long fucking time, people. A brand new fucking radio won't fucking work because it's just too old. The plastic's breaking apart. That's how long, man, when the day comes, guys. Boy, when the day comes, it's going to be like an elk hunt. When the day, you lying son of a bitch. How much money did you make, buddy? We're taking it all, you motherfucker. You think we ain't? You're going to find out different. You lied. You're a liar. A good Christian liar, though. That's what counts. You got to be a good Christian liar. They will use my Christianity against me. You ain't no fucking Christian. You're a fucking traitor is what you fucking are. You've let this stuff in. You've promoted it. You've held it in fucking limbo. You've done everything you could for the fucking enemy so that you can make more mammon because that's the God you worship. I guess we will use that God against you, won't we? You make me fucking sick. Anyway, this is enough of this psychotic shit for me for today. Well, there'll be more psychotic shit coming up tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. So tune in and, we'll get outraged all over again and do nothing about it tomorrow. That is the word from the trenches.